South Carolina's legislature today is debating whether to take down the Confederate flag in front of the state capitol. Ever since the massacre of 9 churchgoers at an historic black church in Charleston, the demands have gotten ever louder to remove what critics see as a major symbol of racism. The flag's defenders insist it's part of their history. My next guest believes Southeast Michigan has its own version of the Confederate flag, the 10-foot-high statue of longtime Dearborn Mayor Orville Hubbard. Bill McGraw lives in Dearborn. He's a veteran journalist, a co-founder of Deadline Detroit. He's now on the staff of Bridge Magazine. Bill, your opinion piece in Deadline Detroit is titled, "Our Version of the Confederate Flag is 10 Feet Tall and Waving in Dearborn." Why do you believe that?
Well, it's a version. You know, Hubbard did not lead a rebellion to preserve slavery, but he is the personification of segregation in Metro Detroit, I think. Every suburb or every old suburb did what Dearborn did, which was try and keep African Americans out. But unfortunately for Dearborn, they had a 300-pound mayor who was in office for 36 years, meaning he was larger than life. He was quite a character and actually quite a good mayor, too, on the side. So that's why the headline said he was our version of a Confederate flag. He kind of stands out there like a sore thumb now, and he's waving to the public and smiling. And again, many of the people who passed the corner where he's at Michigan and Schaefer happen to be African Americans. The Arab American Museum is across the street. So Dearborn's a much changed community than when he was running it.
Orville Hubbard has been dead for 33 years, and I think it's worth taking the time to review his history and legacy. And as you mentioned, he had an incredibly long stretch as mayor of Dearborn when you think from 1942 to 1978. So clearly the people of Dearborn liked what he was doing over those decades.
And, you know, even Mayor Coleman Young, Detroit's first African-American mayor, praised Hubbard for the way he was mayor. He obviously didn't agree with them as far as his segregation policies. But for one thing, Dearborn was, for all the time he was mayor, or most of it, Detroit's biggest suburb and its most complicated with the Ford plant and Greenfield Village and Ford headquarters and 115,000 people. He had things from like babysitters in City Hall where you could drop off your kids and go shopping. He opened up retirement homes all over Dearborn, retirement apartments, and a couple down in Florida. He had Camp Dearborn in Milford.
We in Ferndale growing up were always rather envious that people in Dearborn could go to Camp Dearborn.
Dearborn had services and prompt snow removal and things like that that other suburbs both here and in other states could only dream of. So he attracted attention for what he did for citizens in addition to his segregation issues.
Now flip the coin. Let's talk about things he said, the things he did, and he was very honest about it in interviews, wasn't he?
Very honest. In my column, I quoted from the New York Times, who did a magazine story in 1969 that shows you the kind of attention he was attracting. He wasn't just another suburban mayor in Metro Detroit. And that interview is very harsh to read these days because he uses really every racial slur in the book, and he's very upfront about it. And he was like, and that was sort of the civil rights era was somewhat dying out. They'd passed laws in Washington, and all that activity had happened already in the South. And he sounded like an unreconstructed Southern sheriff, really. And so that's why he became the personification of what, again, were policies that were carried out by virtually all the older suburbs in the 40s and the 50s and even the 60s.
So when you call Orville Hubbard, quote, our George Wallace and our Strom Thurmond, it's reading the kinds of quotes that you got from that New York Times interview, for instance, where he has no problem using the N-word and no problem, as you say, he did sound like something out of some Hollywood movie of a small town Southern sheriff.
Exactly. And it's also his actions. He was indicted by a federal grand jury, I believe, for he and two police officials for failing to come to the aid of a white homeowner who had been besieged by a white mob because they perceived he was selling or renting his house to black people. It turned out the African Americans who the crowd saw were movers, but Hubbard didn't do much to protect this guy. But he did take action when a black family dared to move into Dearborn. And he once quoted by an Alabama newspaper that went up to talk to him about how we take care when, as he put it, a Negro moves in. We move faster than we do to take care of a fire. So it was both his words and his actions.
And I know you point out in your piece, Dearborn police cars had the slogan, keeping Dearborn clean.
Or keep Dearborn clean.
Keep Dearborn
right.
clean.
And, you know, that probably at the outset had something to do with picking up litter. But it came to be known very widely, especially among black Detroiters, as keep Dearborn white.
There have been some really interesting comments to your piece in Deadline Detroit, Bill, including Dearbornites who say, in essence, hey, back off. Mayor Hubbard did a great job for Dearborn. And you live in the city. What have you been hearing and saying to those who still support Orville Hubbard?
I don't really know anybody who supports him. You know, even the mayor of Dearborn, John O'Reilly, was quoted in the Arab American News as saying that basically we're going to move the statue. Now, he didn't say we're going to move it, you know, he didn't say where they're going to put it, but Dearborn moved to City Hall a year or so ago. So the old City Hall, which is at Michigan and Schaefer, is going to become an artist colony, which is a very interesting idea.
It's a great building.
It's going to be where artists live and work. Mm. And so I don't know if that's going to become private property or what, but the mayor said to the Arab American News, we've got to move the statue anyways. He says, we don't want that to define our city. He, you know, he talked about it in a way that they realize that it's a problem in this day and age. The city of Dearborn didn't build it. It was raised by private funds, but it is on what is now city property.
Let's just kick this around for a minute, Bill. How far back do you think and how deep should we as a community and as a state and as a nation go in scrubbing or excising symbols and artifacts of the past? I guess I'm wondering, should we be judging people and symbols of the past by the standards of today?
Well, you know, that's a really good question. I don't necessarily think they should get rid of the statue. Mm-hmm. I think they should have a more truthful explanation of who he was on it. There's two things that explain who Hubbard was or that deal with that. One is a Michigan historical marker, which just talks about he was a great mayor and how efficient he was. Then there's a quote on the back by some 18th century French-American philosopher or something about doing good. And I think that if they had the statue there and just put a really well-done, brief description of where this guy was in the context of racial equality and things like that, it could be educational. So I don't necessarily think it should be you know, scrubbed. Mm-hmm. I think it should be redone and perhaps made into a more of an educational feature. But the Confederate flag is a much different thing. That's a flag. It's fabric. It's not a statue. Mm-hmm. It's part of what is probably the worst episode in American history. It does represent slavery and rebellion. So I'm not equating the Confederate flag with Hubbard. We're in the North. You know, we were on the Union side during the Civil War. Yeah. It's a much different situation. But in the context of given racial equality is still a pressing problem for Metro Detroit, I think Hubbard's legacy looms large in that it's not dealt with honestly. And I think it's fair to say it's time to do that. And I think also that many of the people who are Hubbard supporters, it's been more than a generation. A lot of them are gone. And I think Dearborn has changed so much. By the time he left City Hall, which was in the early 80s, the Arab American community was very small at that time. And Dearborn has a growing black community, too. So it's a really much different city than both when he was alive and when he was mayor.
What do you think should happen with the statue?
I would like to see, if they do have to move it because of the changing nature of their old city hall, I wouldn't care if it was put somewhere else in Dearborn as long as there's an accurate plaque or whatever. Dearborn does have a historical museum. It could be put outside of that with an accurate. I don't know what the problem is in this day and age with the city putting an accurate description on the plaque. I don't know why someone would want to object to that. But there's lots of alternatives. The mayor O'Reilly has shown he's a very progressive mayor, as pretty much his set predecessor, Mike Guido. Dearborn's been run very differently since Hubbard left office. I think O'Reilly will do the right thing.
Bill McGraw's column, Our Version of the Confederate Flag is 10 feet tall and waving in Dearborn, can be found at deadlinedetroit.com. Always great to talk with you, Bill. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Cynthia.